Case number 10,374, Richard and Carol Janney, west of Route 349, south of Mill Run Drive, being lots 22 and 23 within Mill Run Acres Development, a variance from the front yard setback requirement.
State your name and address, please.
Richard Janney, 7025, Sheridan Drive.
And do you swear affirm the testimony you're about to give should be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Good evening, everyone.
Good evening, sir.
My reason for being here is we recently purchased a second home in Millville, and we purchased a 10-by-16 shed to put on the property. And there's no place on the, we bought two lots. We understood at the time that the second lot could not be built on. So there's no place on the lot that the house is on to place the shed because it's all wetland. The house is built on pilings. There is on the second lot a small area that is, we were able to place the shed on. The several things we had to do to get approval for this, we had to join two lots together because the Homeowners Association wouldn't allow you to have a shed on a lot by itself. So we joined the two lots together. We got approval from the Homeowners Association. We obtained a building permit, and we advised the neighbors we wanted to get a shed before we got it. Now, it was strictly, I guess, my fault. I did not know about the 10-foot setback. The permit says it has to be 30 feet from the property line, and I assumed that the property line was the edge of the road. So that's how I determined where to put the shed. I gave you the... do you, all of you have the copy of my form I filled out?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I put most of the extenuating circumstances on that, and I, rather than take up your time going through that, I'll just hit on, unless you'd like me to.
No, I just...
Now, I wanted to point out some extenuating circumstances. The front of the shed is in line with my house, the front of my house. There's a cul-de-sac there that took a tremendous chunk out of my lot. When they put that in, they took a big chunk out of the lot that the shed is on. So that was already one setback there. Now I have to go back another 10 feet. And there's just no room to go any further back without dropping off into the swamp. I'm back just as far as I can get. Okay. We've incurred quite a bit of an expense to get this shed installed and in place. And we would like very much, is our request that the board show some lenience in our case. It would be a tremendous hardship and cost to have to remove the shed. Mm-hmm. I'd be glad to answer any questions if I can. One thing I failed to mention, I do have letters from the neighbors saying that they don't object. And I also have a letter from the Homeowners Association saying they approve of the shed.
Sir, the lot that you have the shed on, is it a buildable lot?
No. So it was my understanding when we bought that the lot went with our house, but we could not build on it. And the shed is not a permanent building. It's sitting on blocks.
Mm-hmm. So it's not a buildable lot because it contains wetlands?
Yes.
That many
wetlands. Yes. It's right beside White's Creek, and it's all swampland. And we did, by the way, obtain a building permit to put the shed there.
Okay, are there any further questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Werben? Mr. Edson? Mr. Mills? Hearing no further questions? Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? There's one, okay. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none?
I have two letters in favor.
Two letters in favor?
One from the association and one from the owner of Lot 28.
Okay, thank you. Two letters in favor and one here. Okay, hearing no opposition, Chair will entertain a motion.
Chairman, I'd like to move that we approve case number 10374 because it's unique. It's all wetlands, no place else on the lot that it looks like it could fit. I've looked at it. Cannot otherwise be developed, the lot itself. Certainly it wasn't created by the applicant. It won't alter the central character of the neighborhood. It's the minimum variance to afford relief. I move that we approve.
Okay. Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. McCabe with a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 10374. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried. Your case has been approved, sir.
Thank you very much. Takes a load off my mind.
All right.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.